Hey guys, it's Drake back again, and I know I said I'm going to do a weekly podcast, but just with how life worked out, I've got an opening to do it now, and I've got to kind of carpe diem when I can, because you all know, or at least most of you know, about my tablet hiding, parent evading ways. So I've got a 2-hour span right here. It won't be a 2-hour podcast, don't worry, but I'm going to take advantage of that and do a little podcast. I had everything ready that I needed to do, so here we go. First of all, this is going to be, again, a shorter episode, and then hopefully either this Saturday or next Saturday, I'll get into a little bit more of a rhythm of what I'm doing and the pattern of an episode with more predictable segments and more predictable time. Today, I'm just going to walk through my other fun attack I did in the Clash on the Potty versus Crystal to Join Friendly War, because it's actually a little bit more legitimate than the other one, so I wanted to put that out there, but not going to spend too much time on that. And then I have a couple Clash tips and tricks, mainly for attacking, and then a couple things just for regular gameplay. So first of all, I realized last podcast I didn't really do a full introduction, so I am Drake, as you all know. I'm 17, I'm from the U.S., Pennsylvania, which is not the best state by about 49 states in the U.S., and I'm not into too much exciting stuff. I'm into sports. I've been playing soccer for like 14 years. Not 14 years. I mean, I started when I was 2. I started when I was like 4. So that's like 12 years. Maths. I started soccer then. Started basketball when I was like 6. And I've been playing tennis for a few years now. Actually just finished up with the tennis lesson. So I'm all sweaty and tired because it's quite warm here. And I also only introduced one of my accounts, which was Drake, my main account, my account I've been playing for a couple years, which is a mid-Town Hall 12. So I actually also have 2 other accounts, which are Farron, which is a Town Hall 9, not rushed, not maxed yet, but I'm maxed on just about everything but heroes. And then I have a mega-rushed Town Hall 12 named Tark that I don't play all that much, and I mainly just want it for I'm getting notifications. Come on, man. Guys, Ezekiel Elliott's gonna handle the full workload this year, as my notification tells me. But anyway, I have Tark, and he's a rush Town Hall 12 that I mainly rushed up for donations, and I'm waiting for CWL to come around so I can put him on the roster, not war, get another couple of the CWL tokens so I can upgrade my lab. And then I have a Hammer of Troops, which I'm going to use on an E-Drag, because at Town Hall 12 you can basically farm and dip in wars with E-Drags and just some healers and a Queen Walk or whatever. So that's my plan with that account. It is embarrassing, don't look at it. The other thing I wanted to talk about was I always love to hear the names between other people, the stories behind other people's names. So I am not here for the singer, Drake, if you know who he is. I actually really don't like his music. And I made this account name before he was a thing, before I was old enough to know about him. So my name actually comes from a book series called The Beyonders. And Drake is a character who was one of my favorite characters, who was a hero and an awesome fighter and did lots of cool stuff. And then my other accounts are actually named after other side characters from those books. So even though I've had, back in the days of Global Chat, which I will touch back to Global Chat in a minute, lots of people be like, ew, Drake, he sucks, or whatever. Like, obviously they don't know the books because people don't read books. So I'm assuming they're talking about the singer. Also, when people ask me, are you the real Drake? I am guessing they're not talking about, am I the real fictional character? So that's the story behind my names. I also wanted to thank Crystal to Join, both Carl and Lucky, and Clash on the Potty with Tribe and Proverbs. They have just been a lot of fun for me. I probably would have quit Clash by now if I hadn't been involved there. And sometimes when I get bored with Clash and I'm just kind of, I feel like I'm forcing myself to get on, get my 3 or 4 attacks a day, I can, you know, go listen to one of their old podcasts, or they have a new one coming out, whatever it may be. And that just kind of excites me about the game and gets me back into it, even when I am a little bored with it. So thanks to them, and let's get into our attack. All right, here is our attack. It is 2 Super Witches and Queen is very important for this attack because it is a triple walk. So you have the two super witches and 12 healers, each of which I intend to take out a wizard tower with, and then also have 6 balloons and a wall wrecker and my king. My warden is down right now, so he actually isn't very helpful for this attack anyway. It's just a little bit of extra HP and DPS where it's needed. So I am just going into the wild. I'm not doing a war attack, and I will let you know how this goes. Thankfully, the clouds are not too bad in Masters. It does show me a lot of Town Hall 13s, though, so that sucks. But we're going to keep going through this. All right, 3 Town Hall 13s. We're on a roll. 4 Town Hall 13s in a row. Man. Yeah, so the idea of this attack is to use the troops sort of just one at a time to try and take out all of the wizard towers. Now, this attack, actually, I have been really successful dipping with it, which I know is not impressive because you can do that with a lot of attacks. But it is very consistent at taking out Town Hall 11s. So I just came across a Town Hall 11. It is a mid Town Hall 11, definitely maxed for 10. And it has multi-target Infernos. You know what? Okay, I timed out, so I'm going for it. It's got 2 Wizard Towers on each side, so that's actually really lends itself well to this. So I am just going to Wall Wrecker into those. Maybe even take out the Eagle on the way. So I am going to Wall Wrecker and then one of my Witches and 4 Healers. So that's already working. And then on the other side, there is 3 Wizard Towers in a compartment. So I am dropping my my Super Witch and 4 more Healers. And okay, my Wall Wrecker just went down just short of the Eagle, which is a shame. But I'm going to get the Wizard Tower, so that's okay. And then on the other side, I am starting to do some damage to the Wizard Towers. And some Archer Towers are slowing me down and starting to take out my Super Witch. So I rage that up. And the reason I'm trying to take out the Wizard Towers, if I didn't say this, is because I have 7 Bat Spells. And if I can get rid of all the Wizard Towers and just make them a non-factor, it is really, really valuable that you can use those Bat Spells. You can get a lot of value with those Bat Spells. Sorry, guys, I can't talk while I'm trying to think. All right, so I've got 2 Wizard Towers down, 3 Wizard Towers down. I'm starting my other Queen Walk. So Queen Walk is down, and I save 5 healers for that, only use 3 on one of the other ones. I've used both my Rage Spells, and my second Super Witch is about to die because the Eagle has locked onto her. So I'm looking pretty good. I've got 1 Wizard Tower left, and I'm hoping my Queen will charge at that and not walk. Now the Queen is dying, so I'm going to freeze up this. Freezing up a cannon. I need to save some of my freeze spells for the multi-target Infernos with the bats, but I'm going to use that one there. And then I'm going to drop my King over here to take some of that DPS when I have to use the Queen ability. And I have my 6 balloons and a minute left. And this attack, I don't need any time to use it because the bats are so fast. So I'm going to pop my Queen ability to take out that last Wizard Tower, and she is going to work in towards the Town Hall now. King ability just to clean up that funnel, and going to drop my bats. So the bats, I'm going to freeze right away, or the multi will just destroy them. And then I'm actually going to drop my 6 balloons behind them. Man, the multi's taking out so many. Okay, one multi to target down, Town Hall going down. So I'm at 62% 2-star. The balloons are actually doing some work, and the Eagle just went down to the bats, but the other multi on the other side is really hurting that. So we're at a 67, and we're running out of time. I actually probably would be able to pull this off because I got so many defenses down with the bats, but I've only got 10 seconds left. I'm at 70%. And the Queen is stuck on some skeleton traps, which were hitting the healers. All right, so we're ending at a 71% 2-star, which is not great, but hey, it's a weird strat. It's not really supposed to work, so I accept that. So there is our strat for the week. That is something you could actually use in a war if you had the right base you're going up against. If you were dipping against an 11 that had, say, you know, 4 Queen Walkable Wizard Towers, you could, even if you didn't do the full army, you could maybe go with a little bit of a kill squad to the Town Hall and the Eagle, and then still use the bats to round up. The main idea of it is just the bats to round up everything after you walk some of the wizard towers. So I will be back in a little bit with our builder base strat of the day. All right, next thing is questions, because I actually have some questions this week. Thanks to Carl, who sent in 3 questions and another question that was more goofy, but we'll deal with that too. So first question was, what do I think Supercell can do to kind of replace global chat? And I will, spoiler, one of the other questions is, what is the biggest thing that Supercell needs to bring to the game or change in the game or take out of the game, whatever it may be, for this next update? And I think that their whole chat, clan mail, clan system has potential, but it is very, very flawed. First of all, this is just a pet peeve of mine. For some reason, some of the places are really hard to type. Like, it seems like they've worked so hard on the user experience, and then you go to send a clan mail and you can't edit the text, you know, somewhere in the middle. You have to delete everything you have to get back to something someone you wrote that, you know, your phone autocorrected hog to bog or whatever stupid thing it is, because you're always typing things that aren't real. You type e-drag and it changes it to like electric or whatever it would do. So, you know, I think they need to fix those things that aren't really parts of the game, but that you just don't get frustrated trying to type it out. So the thing I think they can do to fix global chat, and I think there's kind of 2 sides to this. So one of them is make clan families. So I'm going to say, you know, 4 clans to a family. And then there is a more segmented chat section. So it would have to have some things where you could at people, because, you know, it's a bigger chat, more going on. If you want someone's attention, you want to be able to do that. And then I think there should be co-leader chats in each clan. And I think there should be a group chat for all 4 or 6 or whatever they make of the clans. And for the clan families, it wouldn't really be that much. You would be able to chat. You would be able to maybe get troops. You could challenge them and do friendly challenges. And then you could have a co-leader chat for each clan and maybe a bigger co-leader chat for the group of clans, and have, you know, the kind of the elite from each clan be able to chat with each other, and have a leader chat, and have someone who is, you know, the leader of the clan family who is in charge of everything. So I think that would be something. You know, the reason this game is as big as it is, and the reason I love it so much, is how social it is and how I can just hop on and be like, oh, hey, you know, what's going on, Dyslexic Bantam, whose name got butchered on Crystal to Join's last episode. Or, you know, hey, Tribe of Druida, when's the next episode coming out? So it's just so much fun to be able to hop on there, post a replay, and have people make fun of you because you, you know, zero-starred a dip or whatever it is. I think they could improve that. And, you know, I'm friends with a bunch of people, Clash of Clans friends. I'm not friends with a bunch of people in real life. I don't have any friends. But, you know, when I go into my social tab, there's always someone on. They're just not necessarily on from my clan. And it's so annoying that I can't, you know, chat them, hey, how are your wars been going? Or if it's someone I played with for a long time, how's life been going? So either a way to, you know, a global chat that is more limited. For instance, it would be, you know, a global chat of all of my friends or something like that. That could be super fun to do it. And it would still be more limited, that they wouldn't have to have mods constantly watching and kicking people. And, you know, if you can kick someone out of the chat, then Supercell doesn't need to be worried about them annoying you. So that is my sort of quality of life change that I think they could do. And the other thing I will say, they did such a great job with the zap. I think they just need to do something different with the skeleton spell. It's not hopeless, but it just is useless. Not hopeless, but useless. I felt that way. So I don't know what it would be. I'll just blend this right in. The super troop is not a troop. It's a spell that I want to see. And I want to see them do something with the clone spell. So I have a couple ideas, and I will get to that in just a second. Okay, guys. So sorry if this episode lacks any cohesiveness, because I had a phone call from my mom, and then my brother got home, and he was on the phone with my mom, so I've had to keep pausing. So if anything I say doesn't make sense, or you have to listen to anything twice, I'm sorry about that. Anyway, so I was talking about troops that I want to see supersized, or troops that I want to be super, and the first one is the clone spell. And I have kind of two thoughts about this. One would be for them to just change the clone spell. One would be for them to change the skeleton spell. And one would be for them to supersize one of those. So I think they kind of could serve the same purpose. And what I want to see is, instead of a clone spell, I want it to be a portal. So I'm thinking two troop space, or two spell space per clone spell. And the first one you drop is the entrance. The second one you drop is the exit. So you can drop a clone spell on all of your troops, and they will then, as soon as you drop the second one, disappear and reappear. Because sometimes you want to get to the town hall with just like a bunch of super sneaky goblins or whatever it is, but you don't want to waste your siege machine. So I think you could have a really fun spell that it can't be that overpowered, because you're going to get your troops there eventually anyway. So, you know, four spell space, to get a town hall. You can basically do that with, you know, a clone spell and a freeze spell and like two troops. So it's not that big of a change. It's a big change. It's not that big of a buff. So that is something. Another thing I thought they could do with that is use it as sort of like a way to protect your troops. So you drop a clone spell on them, which is now the, shall we call it, the portal spell. It makes the troops disappear, and then wherever you place the next spell, that is where the troops reappear. And that is where it becomes a little more like the skeleton spell, because say it holds, you know, 30, I think the new clone spell maxes out at like 35 troop space. So you drop it on an E-Dragonal Loon, and then they disappear. They're of course protected, because, you know, they're not able to be hit by any defenses while they're away. And then you can drop it on the town hall. They show up, they take out the town hall, and then, you know, they're dead. But that is my thought for a super spell, if they decide to do super spells. And if they're doing a super troop, this one is out of the blue. I haven't heard anyone say anything about supering this troop, but it's in the line of troops that are great at lower town halls and are just not even something you can use now. So I want Golem Riders. And this thing would be able to jump over walls, because that's the main problem with a golem. You have a great tank going, you have your bowlers sitting behind your golem, and then the next building closest is not a defense. The golem goes and hits a wall, and the bowlers go and get taken out by a cannon and an archer tower, you know, while they're hitting collectors or while they're hitting a storage. So the golem is not weak because it dies too fast. It's weak because it's too hard to get it to actually be a sponge for all of the defenses. So I think if you had a, what I'm calling, super golem, or the golem rider, you could have it jump over walls like a hog rider, and you could have, I don't know, maybe someone on the back that can do range damage. So maybe a non-defense targeting sort of, shall we say, spear thrower. If you've ever played Clash Royale, they have the Goblin King, who is this giant, ugly goblin who's very tanky. I think he targets anything. And then there are three spear-wielding goblins who ride on his shoulders, and they will also target, I think they target buildings. So you can send him in. You can't damage the spear goblins until he's dead. And then when he dies, they don't go away, they drop. So I was thinking, instead of golemites spawning after a golem is killed, you could have the spear goblins, or whatever you want, if you want mini spear golems, or just have archers. I think golems riding on an archer would look pretty cool, so maybe that. Something like that. I want to bring back the golem, because while I like it, it's just too hard to get it to actually survive and be useful, because it ends up hitting a wall right next to a wizard tower, and the wizard tower not only, you know, slowly takes life from the golem, it takes life from whatever is supposed to be tanked. This was another thought I had about the golem, totally different, and, you know, they could go this way. I thought about a small ring of invincibility around the golem. So, you know, troops that it is tanking for can't get hit by splash damage. So if you can keep your wizards right next to the golem, eagle shots or whatever, as long as the golem is alive, they're protected. So I think that could end up being way too powerful or way too hard to use, because if they do a miniature ring that's only the size of the golem, then you're only going to be able to protect your troops a very small amount of the time. But if they do a big ring, then you have, you know, almost like a mini warden walking around, and you could end up being able to just like queen walk an entire base because your queen's invincible and the golem's getting healed. And then you've got, you know, maybe 30 troop space for a golem and say 54 or whatever it would be for the healers that would just make your queen invincible. So I'm not sure. Those are my two thoughts for super things. And let's get into some tips and tricks. Oh no, wait, it's not tips and tricks yet. We have one more question. And that question is, will Drake let Carl be his chauffeur when I go viral from content creating? First of all, this is an eventuality we probably don't need to consider. But if it does, yes, Carl, I will hire you as my driver. You can drive whatever car you want. I hope you're okay. I can't pay you because I'm 17 and broke most of the time, and I'm going to be in college and even more broke. But I don't know. I can pay you in dog biscuits or something. Let me know what your food is that you just die for. I'll feed you that, and that can be our deal. You drive me, I'll give you food. Or are you expecting me to buy the car we're driving? That doesn't sound like a very good deal for me since I don't get to drive it anyway. But we'll figure that out if we come to that. Okay, so now on to tips and tricks. So I have 6 tips and tricks, but one of them is kind of the same. So we're just going to roll those into one, and that will be our first one. So that is when you're looking at a base, or when you are building a base or selecting a scary base can be useful, but if you've never seen a base before and that's why it's freaking you out, so you know, you're in a war, I'm a Town Hall 12, so I see another near max Town Hall 12, and it's got some weird type of hybrid, like double ring base or something, I don't know. Let's say it's like, you know, 2 mini bases, each of which are a ring base, and they kind of connect. I've never seen a base like that before, and that can mean one of two things. One, it's going to be really hard to take out because I've never seen it before. I don't know what strategy to use. And the other thing is, the reason I've never seen that base before is because it sucks and no one else uses it. So I actually, in a lot of just like casual wars when I'm expecting to play against people who, you know, don't really know what they're doing, I run with a ring base that takes up the entire map, because I found that a lot of times that just freaks people out enough, because they've never seen anything like it in a war, that they will not even attack me. So I'll end up at the end of a war where, you know, most bases have been at least 2-starred. I'll have been not even attacked, or I'll have been attacked by someone a level higher than me, maybe a 4 or 5 spot dip right at the end of the war, just because no one else wanted to touch me. So, ooh, that sounds weird. That is one of the things you can do if you're not confident with your wars. You can just throw in a weird base that you hope people won't want to hit. And I already said the opposite side of that is just when you see a weird base, don't assume it's the new meta. Assume you can take it out and think sort of, well, this actually goes into my next tip, and that is see a base in little bits. So, you know, if you see a base and you see you can get 20% with a wizard and 2 giants, or 2 wizards and 2 giants, you know, 20 space. Don't feel like just because you're running with an E-Drag army and, you know, you have to have 6 E-Drags and 4 loons and healers for a queen walk. If you're flexible with your army comp and you're willing to take your homies and add in, you know, 2 baby dragons just to clear one side of a base, go ahead and do that. So the second tip, I need catchy names for my tips, I don't have them, but the second tip is to be willing to change up a meta if you think you can get just crazy value for a small amount of troops. So I'm not talking about funneling, I'm talking about, you know, a backside that is something you can take out while your queen is walking before the eagle has opened with a couple troops, because I've had a lot of bases where I run through with, say, you know, say I'm using homies just for an example, and I get a 70% 2-star. And I've taken out most of the defenses, and that is just the most frustrating thing, because I did what I was supposed to do. I just ran out of time, or, you know, a big bomb took out my last three wizards that were cleaning up. So don't be afraid to change up a meta to do better, I guess. All right, third tip is, this is a not war tip, this is just a general tip. So if you are pushing, which I am kind of pushing right now, I am up to champion, actually. I think I said masters earlier, but I'm up to champion. I'm trying to get to whatever the next one is. I think that's, I don't know, not legends. Legends is the next one. What is the next one? I don't know. I'm not going to flounder around trying to figure it out. So you guys know what it is. It's the, oh, Titans. It's called Titans. So I'm trying to push up to Titans. And one of the things I'm going to be doing is I'm not going to use any of my revenge attacks, because that is a free, you know, 20, even once you've pushed a little higher and those people are below you, it's a free at least 15 trophies that you can plan out your attack. You can maybe attack someone lower than you, who, you know, is a base you can easily 3-star, and they're just sitting there to do. So you can cook up an army like a war attack, which you normally have to just hope your base, hope your army works with the first or second base you find. Because if you're like me, you just get impatient clicking through and go, ah, you know what, I can do this. So it is save some of your revenge attacks for when you're pushing. And my, is this my last? No. Nope. I have two more tips. One is to spot yourself. So I have recently been playing Clash on a iPad. And iPad, if you're familiar, has the slide over tool, which is like, it's basically like if you took a phone screen and just sat it virtually on top of your iPad screen. So you can move it around so you can see what you're doing behind. It doesn't mess with apps in the foreground. So you can sit it there and you can have, you know, you can type out. What I ended up doing was just typing out a Discord message and not actually sending it of what my attack was supposed to do. Because that way, if you're panicking, you can look down through your bullet points of, okay, Queen needs to drop at 4 o'clock. All right, make sure I get the healers on her and rage and watch that single Inferno to freeze it. So it's a way to spot without having to actually get someone else on voice chat. Because, I mean, that's tough. Sometimes I'm doing a war attack at 11 o'clock at night. And obviously, I can't really do spotting because I have to do everything in secret. So this is kind of the way I found to... It's a middle ground between, you know, I'm a serious war attacker who's got to get a triple. And I'm going to have, you know, two people on voice chat. One, you know, watching the time. One watching what troops I have left to make sure I don't do anything stupid. So that is the tip, spot yourself. And finally, we've heard it been said by many great minds, 2-stars win wars. So this is a super important thing and something I have been working on. I have not even close to perfected this. And that is when you're in a war attack, let's stick with homies. So you're doing homies and you're going to hopefully wipe out a base. It's a similar level, not a guaranteed 3-star, but a base you should be able to take out. You go in, let's say you go in from the non-town hall side, and you get a 20% value with your queen walk. Your queen draws the CC. The CC is headhunters, and they kill your queen, which was what was supposed to take out the eagle, and the attack is ruined. And you're sitting at 20% with 2 minutes left, and a bunch of air CC troops and a couple headhunters that you have no way of taking out with your homies. We've all been there. It's terrifying. It's sad. You might want to just cry and quit. Don't cry and quit. Instead of sticking with your regular attack or, you know, spamming everything on the wrong corner, reevaluate and see how you can get a 2-star. Because even though you've given up on the 3-stars, there's no reason to stick with your plan, which you now know will not work, and get a 1-star or, you know, pull a lucky and get a 0-star in war. Because I have had so many attacks where I do something stupid, you know, maybe I don't bring a freeze for that single target Inferno. Okay, my queen's down. Now what do I do about that E-drag that is going to follow my hogs around and kill all of them? So if I instead shift, you know, maybe funnel with the couple cleanup troops I have left, funnel the miners to the town hall if it's a base that you decided to come from the non-town hall side on. And normally in war bases, there is a side where it's easy to get to the town hall, where they've got maybe two layers of buildings and a couple walls, which of course aren't a problem for miners. So that is the final tip. If you see that you're not going to be able to 3, go ahead and get yourself a 60% 2-star. So those are the tips and tricks. I hope at least one or two of those is something that you didn't know, and you're not just sitting there going, yeah, Drake, like, I've done that for 10 years. Like, learn something new. So hopefully a couple of those are useful. And now I have the pleasure to announce the gift card winner of my gift card. Now, I didn't know I was going to have to pick this winner, and it was a lot harder than I thought it would be. So if you aren't familiar, the Crystal to Join podcast versus the Clash on the Potty podcast had gift cards for the top three attacks. And I have a gift card for the third attack. In my opinion, the third best attack. Now, I'm sorry, for those who are already being voted on for attacks, I am choosing someone outside of that list, not necessarily because their attack was better, just because I want to give everyone a chance at this. And since those people already might get one in a couple days, I don't want to give them another one, and then some person is getting two gift cards. So I considered I at least did consider a bunch of different people. So Marshman's giant P.E.K.K.A. army was awesome. Or not giant P.E.K.K.A., just lots of P.E.K.K.A.s. That was very cool. I would give it to that one if it had worked better. It was just a little, I don't know, it was kind of sad. It was just like these P.E.K.K.A.s walking around, lonely, hitting things. And I think it did get a star, but it didn't have the firepower to clean up. So, Marshman, good attack, but sorry not sorry, it wasn't good enough. And then Trek, I think it was Clan Trek, and Phil, who is Dynamite, both had good attacks. Phil ran with a Super Goblin clone, which I mainly included that in my possibles list because I consider doing that army very, very heavily, but also I considered doing that army and decided not to, so obviously I wasn't that excited about it. And then Trek did a similar mass Super Goblin War, so just shout out to them. No gift card for them, but cool attacks. I love Super Goblins. And then my gift card, the person I chose to give my gift card to is, drum roll please, I'm going to have to put a drum roll in here afterwards, Tribe of Judah. So I'm giving you the gift card. You were so excited about this attack, and it actually worked. You had your mass, what are those things called? Mass Lava Hound Balloon Bats. And not only is this, like, if you had not talked about this attack and just done it, it would have been cool. It would have been one of my favorites. But you talked about it, you FC'd all over the place to perfect it, and you did it, and it worked. It didn't, I think it 3-starred a Town Hall 12 and 2-starred a 13. So just DM me on Discord or email me, however. I know you're an Apple guy, so I did get a Google Play gift card before I thought about that. So I'm not sure how we're going to work that out, but DM me, we can figure it out. I did read, and there are ways to use a Google Play gift card on Apple. So you will get a $10 gift card, and that was a sweet attack. Also, your podcast is great, so thanks for that. And I think that's all I have for today, guys. So if you have listened to this whole thing, good job. You have great patience, and hopefully you learned something, or at least were entertained. So peace out, guys.